This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and executive director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour. Today, I have a real honor to present to you Judge Roy Moore, a candidate for the U.S. Senate in the state of Alabama, and he has been taking the establishment by storm. They're not too happy about it, you might imagine. Mitch McConnell is probably among those who are quite saddened to see how this campaign has been going. But it's been going the judge's way. And, Judge, we're delighted to have you here because we think you're going to make a difference for a lot of issues, including the Second Amendment.
Well, thank you, Larry, and I hope to, because I'm strict adherence to the Constitution. I find that there's an establishment, if you will, pouring a lot of money into this race. And, you know, the problem with that is, Larry, they think they can buy the people of Alabama, and they can't. The people of Alabama know me. They know me well. And even the president's endorsement didn't help.
You know, I think what you're saying came out pretty clearly in the first primary. Just for everybody who's listening to understand, Alabama has a system where you got to get 50%, and if there's a bunch of candidates in the first primary and nobody gets 50%, then you have a runoff. And that's what we're talking about right now, is the September 26th runoff election. And you kind of surprised them a bit because you had pretty near 40% of the vote, and that wasn't what they were expecting.
No, they put actually about $8 million in the first go-round here, and they've got committed probably eight more to the runoff. They've just spent five or six more, and they're you know, not, still not making a difference. And that's because people are starting to wake up across this country. And this is a very important election because it's a prelude to the 2018 Senate races across the country. If we allow the establishment, when I say the establishment, that's not just established Republicans, the established Democrats, but we happen to be dealing in a Republican primary. If we let them have their way, they won't change. They won't change this country.
That is
that's
correct.
What people voted for in November of 2016. And we've got to change, or we're going to fail. We've already seen good results come across in the economy. We've seen a movement because that's what people wanted. But we see a stagnant Congress that just won't move. Stagnant Senate, actually.
And to give you some fodder for that statement, some support for it, our interest at Gun Owners of America, obviously, is the Second Amendment issue before anything else. And the issue is such that a lot of different subjects affected, including Obamacare. We warned years ago that if this were not at least modified, if not defeated, then the government was going to be free to gather all kinds of information on American citizens and basically build up a list of, and what they're doing now is psychiatric diagnoses have nothing to do with violent behavior, but they're being used to keep veterans and older people on Social Security from having guns. And there's some quarter of a million people already that have been zapped. We warned them, and the Senate, there were a few handful of senators that tried to stop this thing. There just weren't quite enough. And right there is a reason 1 through 10 that Gun Owners of America wants to see you come to Washington.
Well, thank you, Larry. And I would say on behalf of your organization, I value it very much. I appreciate your endorsement. You know, the larger organizations that have traditionally carried this battle are just not doing a good job at it. They invest in incumbents. Incumbents don't change, and they think they're doing something good where they're not. They're letting our rights be eroded. I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. Heller versus Washington, D.C. was a case out of Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Where guns were restricted in private homes to have your trigger guard in one area and your the rest of the gun in another. And I mean, it was ridiculous. And
Mr. Home Invader, can you give me spot me 5 minutes while I get my gun ready?
Get your gun together and find your ammunition and load it and have it, you know, in the dark.
And while I'm nervous.
Yeah, and while I'm nervous. And you know what's wrong with that is the United States Congress is in charge of the D.C. laws. Under the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, that they have exclusive jurisdiction over the gun laws and over the, not just gun laws, but over the regulations, over the laws of the D.C. because they're not a state. That's contained in the Constitution. Now, if your legislators and your senators and your representatives are not valuing that, why does anybody endorse them with the right to keep and bear arms? When this recent event happened in Alexandria, the congressman Scalise was nearly killed.
Yeah,
they got upset. They said, these are stringent laws. And they, but see, in Heller, it was overturned by the United States Supreme Court. They did what the Congress should have done themselves. Now,
and
when they
in
had
fact,
something
it was
in Alexandria,
the...
they still got strict gun laws, and they're complaining about the laws over which they have control. So it,
and yes, exactly, because the D.C. law, even though they were not in D.C. when the dirtbag attacked Scalise and the others that were wounded, they had to go into the district to go to work after that ball game early in the morning, and that meant that unless they were unusual people, indeed, they were not going to go back home and drop off the gun that they might have been carrying, because they legally could have been carrying in Alexandria, but
well,
nobody was, of course, and that's why the district law actually stymied people from exercising their Second Amendment right even outside the district.
Right, and the thing that that bothered me is certain congressmen wanted to exempt themselves and allow themselves to carry in D.C., but didn't speak to the other people. And that's what bothers me.
Oh, it's
special privileges.
It was a classic case. Even while at the same time there's been a bill in the Congress since the opening bell in January saying that anybody in the country with a concealed carry permit from any jurisdiction should be able and would be under this law able to carry a concealed carry firearm in any jurisdiction. They don't need anything just for congressmen, but
no.
You are so right. Their default position is, well, let's take care of me.
Well, one congressman, a good man, I think, Thomas Massey, a Kentucky
yes.
congressman has introduced a bill allowing anyone who has concealed carry permit in a state to carry in D.C. He explained, after the horrific shooting in the Republican congressional baseball practice, there will be likely calls for special privileges to protect politicians. Our reaction should instead be to protect the right of all citizens guaranteed in the Constitution, the right to self-defense. I do not want to extend a special privilege to politicians because the right to keep and bear arms is not a privilege. It's a God-given right protected by our Constitution. And he quoted Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. Congress has the authority to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district as may become the seat of government of the United States. So basically, if Congress isn't doing their job and they can't protect us, it has to go to the United States Supreme Court to get the gun laws declared unconstitutional in Heller, and then they complained about the gun laws in district when the shooting occurred, and they wanted to carry guns in their district but not allow anyone else. Something is wrong with the way we're vetting our politicians on the right to keep and bear arms. And I appreciate your organization because it's down to earth. It understands the problem. It's not always the people up there that are going to protect your gun rights.
Well, and here's the one of the obstacles, I think, for some of the groups. It's not enough, in our opinion, to say that somebody has turned in a perfect questionnaire, and
yeah.
they may well have, but there's got to be more to what happens You've got to look at more to what's going to happen in Congress. And that's a question of attitude. Now, we're coming into a break, but we can pick up and discuss attitude a little bit, because by the grace of God, sir, you've got a bunch of it, and that's why we like RoyMoore.org. That's the place you go if you want to help out in that Senate campaign that Judge Roy Moore is running right now in Alabama. We're going to be back and talk some more just in a minute.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My pleasure to be interviewing Judge Roy Moore. has been on the Supreme Court of the state of Alabama and is now a candidate for the U.S. Senate in that state. And according to the polls, he's doing pretty well. And that may be Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader's worst nightmare. He's got two or three senators that he has trouble corralling. And who knows? I can hope that Judge Moore might be the critical mass in getting the Senate to finally take seriously its oath of office and to vote consistently with the Constitution, something that seems to be a problem for a lot of senators to do. Good men and women, and they on many issues, I think, are probably down the line conservative. But when it comes to standing up to what the leadership wants, to what the establishment wants, then knees get wobbly. And Judge Moore, we've seen you over the years. There's one thing I think everybody would agree. You don't have wobbly knees.
Well, thank you, Larry. I believe in standing on the Constitution, and an understanding of it helps a lot. Our first most invaluable right in the Constitution is the right to acknowledge God. It was this God which led to our founding fathers to recognize the right of self-defense in the law historically. That right comes from God, and it is a right to protect yourself. Now, many people were being led to believe in the public, and I understand this, that guns kill people. Well, sure, guns kill people, cars kill people, knives kill people, but you can't restrict your right to drive a car because somebody's going to run into a crowd in Boston and Louisiana and France and wherever in our country. France isn't, of course, in our country, but anywhere. You don't turn around and say, well, we can't drive cars. Well, the same is true with guns. Guns don't kill people in themselves. It's the people behind the gun. It's the morality that we've got to address, and that goes back to recognizing our right to acknowledge God. And if we don't do that, then of course, we can't solve the problem by government coming in and restricting guns. That's not the solution. That's the problem. Government takes over areas where it's not involved. It usurps rights under our Bill of Rights and does so with, say, ammunition. You've got to watch not only the guns, you've got to watch restrictions on ammunition. A gun can't be any good without ammunition.
Well, that's right, and they'll go at us anywhere they can, or can't be in this particular place. We'll have a no-gun zone. They've got lots of ways they've been thinking about doing this. But the underlying issue seems to me that separates you from so many others, not only in your campaign, but elsewhere in that will be your colleagues, hopefully, in the United States Senate, is that you look at law as something other than just what some judge or several judges might have said, that judges can be wrong, just like politicians can be wrong.
Well, that's true.
And what we hear people saying is, well, if the Supreme Court has spoken, that's the last word. And I've seen from what you have said and ruled, you don't buy that. You buy the notion that, as you have just said, the Constitution is
that's
the supreme
right.
law. And if the court gets it wrong, well, we're going to have to try to fix it.
The problem is, Larry, we've got this judicial supremacy concept where judges
yes.
have put themselves, especially at the Supreme Court, above the law that's sworn to uphold. And when they ruled in Obergefell, for example, many attorney generals, my opponent being one, came out and said, well, that's the supreme law of the land. Well, judges don't make law. And you've got to go to the Constitution to find out what the supreme law of the land is. And it's specifically stated, it's this Constitution and the laws of the United States made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or the laws of any state, the contrary, notwithstanding. Which simply means that state judges are sworn, just like federal judges, to the supreme law of the land. And if you have a Supreme Court that departs from interpretation of law and begins making up rights, those rights will eventually usurp those contained in the Bill of Rights. And that's the process that's going on. And when they do that, someday they'll have the right of privacy and not to be interfered with and come against guns and claim that's the problem.
So what we're talking about right now, I'm afraid, is that all too often when the Supreme Court sits, when they're in session, that means that a constitutional convention de facto is in session, and that's just got to stop.
Well, Larry, I've written a book. It's out on Amazon. It's a very cheap book. I don't get any money from it. Basically, I buy my copies cheaper, but it's a few dollars. It's called Abuse of Power by the United States Supreme Court's Gay Marriage Decision. And it discusses these things. It discusses why judges can't rule above the law, that it's illegal, that it's, and I quote, five chief justices and five United States associate justice, or five presidents, rather, and something like 23 cases in the United States Supreme Court. I quote numerous documents to show that judges are simply not law. They interpret law. And if we forget that, then we wind up in problems.
I think that's exactly where we've been. And, of course, too many elected officials are all too happy to play that game, because if they want to go in the direction of, say, gun control, and they have a case that has ruled against the Second Amendment, they'll try getting away with this little act. Say, well, the court has ruled, the Supreme Court, that's the law of the land, and what else can we do? Well,
you interpreted it just right, properly. You said that they then become the amendment process and amend the Constitution by judicial fiat. And this has got to stop. And believe me, if they take away the giver of our rights, they'll take away the Second Amendment. And basically, it's tied, I quoted in Heller and in McDonald versus Chicago, the right that our fathers found came from God. And we've got to recognize those rights.
It seems to me that that is the lodestone. That is the fundamental principle that judges should be evaluated on. If they can't agree to what you've just said, they really don't belong on any bench that's going to be ruling on any case coming up from an inferior court.
And, you know, the Senate has a lot to do with that, Larry, because they're the ones that remove people who are impeached by the House. And if judges simply get one impeached on the United States Supreme Court, you'd see your whole process change. And that people would start adhering to the Constitution and obeying the laws of the land and stop trying to make it up as they go for political correctness and political efficiency or political practicality.
Now, when you start talking about impeaching judges, that's really going to get this establishment. I don't think they could be any more against you. But
Well, they're against that because they put the power in the judges. And when you do that, Washington said that, well,
we'll pick up with a representative of your campaign, and we'll take a look at how it's going. After that, we thank you so much for the time that you've given us right now, and we're just looking forward to seeing you in Washington, where I think you're going to make a big difference just because you have a backbone, and we're looking forward to that.
Take care, sir. Thank you, sir.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, for the second part of our program today, which began with an interview with Judge Roy Moore, we're going to be speaking to State Representative Ed Henry, who right now holds forth in Montgomery, Alabama, when the legislature is in session. And he's now involved with the campaign of Judge Moore and had been actually one of the candidates in the very multi-candidate primary that we're now beyond, and we're heading into a runoff. Judge Moore and the incumbent senator, the establishment, if you will, being opposed by a challenger, Judge Moore. I think there must have been a lot of anti-establishment folks, Mr. Henry, if that's not too big a stretch.
There were several of us, actually. There was only one establishment person in the race, and that's Luther Strange. So
it's really quite a message.
A lot of anti-establishment.
Yeah, I think that's quite a message for the folks back here in Washington that there was such a groundswell, people with some real political credentials getting in the race to oppose the establishment guy. That's pretty impressive, frankly. And I think maybe they need to think about what's been going on.
Well, you know, unfortunately for us and for them as well, they can't see beyond, you know, the end of their nose. And so they're not the establishment isn't sharp enough or concerned enough to make that kind of judgment call. They want to protect what they have, and they know that in order to do that, they need somebody that's willing to bend and become whatever they need to be. And you see that in Luther Strange right now. I mean, this guy, for the last several months, Mitch McConnell's been pouring money into the state of Alabama for Luther Strange, and Luther Strange has done everything that Mitch McConnell asked. He even signed a document, maintaining the filibuster for the Democrats so that Trump's agenda couldn't be passed. And then as soon as he realized that all the money in the world wasn't going to get him elected in the state of Alabama, he has started pandering to Donald Trump now, and to the point that he has reversed his position on the filibuster in order to try and get Donald Trump to come to Alabama to help try to save him. And it's just that kind of weak-kneed politician that I am sick and tired of. And
so
I
believe in hell.
The state and the people of this country are tired of.
You know, I hope the president doesn't come to Alabama in support of his endorsement, but I'm not sure that that would be a good idea for the president to do that. It just doesn't seem to me that the endorsement had a whole lot of legs to it to begin with, and there's just such an anti-establishment mood right now, particularly, I think, in a place like Alabama, that's just not going to work. The endorsement sure didn't do that much to begin with.
Well, when I look at Trump's power, his power is going to be in the midterm. Can he remove individuals in office that are blocking his agenda? And I think he can if he picks the right candidate.
All right.
But he doesn't need to lose right now by picking the establishment candidate, because it's going to send two messages. The ground troops are going to start to disbelieve he's actually in it to win it. And the establishment is not going to fear him actually being able to affect their race. And so they're not going to do what he wants. And so it's a bad play on either part for Trump to get involved. And I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic that we can hold that off. I think with Mike Huckabee's endorsement day before yesterday, that's should
very nice.
Hopefully we'll have a Franklin Graham endorsement soon. And you'll start to see, I think you're already starting to see, that all of the individuals that are from the conservative branch of who got Donald Trump elected are behind Roy Moore.
I think that's going to come through, and besides which, it's really, it would seem to me, some of the issues that are going to be pretty important, and that's one reason why, the anti-establishment candidate field, now led by Judge Moore, it really has kind of taken the stage, and the establishment seems to have not quite gotten the message. Who knows? Maybe when Moore wins, that will drive the nail home.
I honestly believe so. People that are listening to this around the country, they need to get involved. This is not an Alabama issue. This is a national issue. If we win, if we beat the establishment in Alabama in this race, it will create a gap. It will create an opportunity for anti-establishment people all around the country to compete, be legitimate, and have an opportunity for us, we the people, to truly take back our country. And this is the first battle in a war that's coming in 2018, and we need to win it right now. This is it. This is our time. We've got 4 weeks left, and Roy Moore needs as much help and support as he can possibly get out there.
And it, the interesting thing is, as far as I can tell, there's not a whole lot of light between Judge Moore and Donald Trump on most of the issues. If anything, it's kind of an inside Washington baseball issue that may have led to the president's decision to endorse the incumbent, and that is the filibuster rule in the Senate, which I don't think most Americans really care one whit about. Filibuster, schmilibuster, that's just not at the top of their bucket right. list.
Well, do you know how many times, and you probably do, your listeners may not, but how many times in the last 100-plus years that Republicans have had 60 senators in order to override a filibuster?
It's been once, maybe.
Zero.
Well,
zero.
I think they had 60
Never.
At one point, but they didn't do anything with it.
The Democrats have had it three different times, and it was the New Deal. Oh, man, what were they? And then, of course, the last one was Obamacare.
Yeah.
Those were there's three major times that the Democrats have been able to override the filibuster. And so the filibuster only helps the Democrat Party and the Democrat agenda. It does not help us peel back entitlement programs. It does not help us right the ship that is our country, our nation. And you know, look, people are waking up to it around the country. It was evident in Donald Trump's campaign. Donald Trump did not win because he was the most articulate candidate on the stage. Donald Trump didn't win because I agreed with him morally. Donald Trump won because he was not the system. He had not lived his life in politics and as such behaved in that manner. Because one of the things that drives
I think that's a very important point. I would put it this way. Donald Trump did not win as a conservative because he's not really a conservative.
No.
He was just fed up with the establishment, and a whole lot of Americans obviously went to the voting booth on November 8 and said, me too.
Exactly.
So that's what we're looking at. And so he's not going to look at the Alabama race primarily anyway in philosophical terms. I'm sure Senator Strange is just fine with President Trump because Strange will do probably just about anything the president wants. And, hey, that's music to a lot of folks' ears.
He'll do
here
whatever,
in Washington.
Whatever somebody pays him.
We're going to be right back and continue our conversation about the Roy Moore campaign in Alabama with State Rep. Ed Henry.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, going to continue now our conversation with Alabama Representative Ed Henry. He was one of many candidates that competed in the U.S. Senate primary. He did not emerge after some, 16, 17 candidates. There's two now in a runoff, and Judge Roy Moore is clearly the conservative pick of the two. The sort of incumbent that was nominated by disgraced Governor Bentley in Alabama is Luther Strange. And Luther Strange is behind right now. Apparently, the polling is showing a rather strong surge on the part of Judge Roy Moore. And as far as I can tell, the campaign seems to be going very much in a direction that ought to be very pleasing to conservatives around the country.
Well, it is right now, but unfortunately, we're in that calm before the storm where we know that there are multiple millions of dollars worth of ad buys that have been placed, and it is going to, so the next 4 weeks are going to be nothing short of a full carpet bombing, blitzkrieg, character assassination of Roy Moore. And it is going to be lie after lie after lie after lie. And Luther Strange is going to sit on the sideline and say, I don't have any control over third parties. I'm sorry, I don't have any control over third parties. Well, if you can't control the freaking people who are running negative ads in your state, then why in the world do the people of Alabama expect you to be able to control anything in Washington, D.C.? To me, that is one of the most weak need.
Yeah. If folks want to do something about it, by the way, they can go to roymoore.org, and Moore is with two O's, roymoore.org, and lend a hand in that fashion, because I think you're right. This is going to be a storm of ugly that gets unleashed between now and the runoff primary.
It is, and Roy Moore needs some funds to be able to counter, just to tell who the man is. Here's a man who served in Vietnam, you know, ended up having a horse farm and a ranch, and then later in life became an attorney and judge, and was willing to stand up and in the face of losing everything, his position as Chief Justice on the Supreme Court, for standing for principle. And I told somebody the other day, Roy Moore's the kind of man who puts his money where his mouth is. He'll stand up on principles, and he'll fight for what he believes to the detriment of his own well-being. He believes what he says, and he says what he believes. Luther
well,
Strange,
the establishment,
Roy Moore.
The establishment has tossed him out of his judgeship twice, and he keeps coming back and getting elected statewide.
Absolutely. Because he hasn't violated the law in any accord.
Exactly.
The first time they threw him out because he wouldn't denounce God and say that he would put the laws of man above the laws of God, so they threw him out of office. These appointed members of this board that we've got that we should disband in Alabama. And then the second time, he was purely defending the Constitution of the state of Alabama, and they decided to remove him. So the man has stood for what we believe, the people of Alabama believe. But here's the thing. So Roy Moore puts his money where his mouth is. Luther Strange puts his mouth where the money is. And that is as simple as I can make it. And if the people listening to your show think we need another politician in Washington, D.C. that'll put his money wherever the mouth is, I mean, or put his mouth wherever the money is, then don't get involved.
Well, I can tell you
the money is involved. If your listeners care, they need to go to roymoore.org.
You're putting your finger on a real sensitive place, because we theoretically have an overwhelming control of the Congress, and particularly in the House, but even in the Senate. There's technically the votes are there, but the oomph is not there. The leadership, which is, by the way, as we've already mentioned in passing, not at all in favor of Roy Moore and doing all they can to send buku bucks and consultants and everything else against Moore, they have not done a thing to move the pro-Second Amendment agenda, even though the votes are there. They just don't care. And they need somebody to come to this town with a blowtorch. And I think
they do care. They do care. They care to keep it a campaign item.
Well, that's a good point.
That's what they care about.
That's very cynical, and it's very true.
Now, it's not cynical. That's the reality. I'm in this. For 8 years, I've been in this, and I'm an x-ray tech at a hospital, worked my way into administration, got fed up and ran for politics. So my first foray into it is what I'm in right now. And most of these people just want to keep their jobs, and they'll give lip service to an issue. They'll put it up knowing that it'll never come to a vote, and then next year they can go out and run on the same thing and say, those darn Democrats keep blocking us. It's not cynical. I'm not being cynical. It is reality.
Sometimes the two can be easily confused, because we'd like to think that people that campaign in one way actually might once in a while do something like that. And I think that's why we are so hopeful that Alabama is going to send us somebody to the U.S. Senate that might actually do something different.
I can guarantee you, Roy Moore, if he says he's going to do something, he will do it. Till he dies, you will have to kill him to stop him from doing something. I mean, that's the way it works. And you know, he's the one guy in this race. They asked him about his support of the Second Amendment, and he was the only one that was actually carrying a firearm.
Wow.
So, yeah, the rest of them talked about what they had.
Well, and I think his wife is also known to be pretty well armed as well.
Yes, exactly.
So the don't mess with the Moore family, not just Roy Moore.
That's exactly right.
Well, and that's really a pretty good point. We've got politicians that just really don't seem to think much beyond, well, they've got all this cordon of security, and we saw how much good that did when Congressman Scalise almost got.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So they need to be able to do what the rest of us need to be able to do.
I hate the saying, but it's very true. When seconds matter, the police are minutes away.
And that's not a knock at the police. That's just to state the simple facts of life.
That's just the fact of it, right. Right.
Exactly.
Not knocking the police at all. That's just,
no.
You know, and so here in Alabama, I carried some legislation that freed up the right to open carry and even defined better how to carry concealed. And in it, the intent was to say if a facility can't guarantee you with some certainty that no one inside this facility also has a weapon, then they can't restrict yours.
And that really puts the hay down where the horse can get it, because it's expensive to set up an airport-type electronic system
of
magnetometers.
That's right.
Most, you know, mom-and-pop stores, or for that matter, department stores, are not going to be able to mess with something like that. And they've got attorneys telling them that, oh, you've got liability problems if a Joe Blow citizen starts shooting away and some innocent party gets hurt when there's a crime coming down, then you're going to be in a world of hurt. Yeah, well, when has that ever happened in all of the states that have concealed carry
and exactly.
all kinds of establishments?
It's fear mongering.
That's all it is.
The left thrives on. They thrive on scary.
Well, and
people.
Most anti-Second Amendment arguments against carry are in the conditional verb tense. Well, this could happen. Well, that might happen. And, of course, they never have any opportunity to point to where it did happen. And so I think it's going to be kind of an interesting ball game if you all in Alabama can send us a guy that's clearly, he doesn't play well with other children, I guess would be one way to put it.
I agree. I am convinced that Roy Moore is the guy we need. There's no comparison between the two as far as character. And anything you guys can do to help us in Alabama, if your listeners are willing to get into this fight, we need all the help we can get, because D.C. is bringing down a ton of bricks on us.
That's the way to close out our show. It's roymoore.org for those of you that want to put some feet to that idea. Thank you so much, State Representative Ed Henry. Appreciate the interview. Appreciate your support for Judge Moore.
Thank you, sir.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.